Good morning, fantasy football, wherever time you're listening, it doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401, episode 171, week 14 starters, part 2, coming at you right now. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are having a great day, or you're about to have a great day. Let's get into it. We got Seattle and the Texans. If you guys missed the rest of the games, go check yesterday's episode. There will not be an episode out tomorrow, but I'm going to get you everything you need today. And check my Twitter feed and get you guys any type of updates if I have any changes to who I'm starting or not. Always check my Twitter. That's at the Dynasty 401. All right, guys, let's get into it. Seattle and the Texans. Davis Mills, hey, I'm in the... If you guys don't know about the Scott Fishbowl, or if you do know about Scott Fishbowl, I'm in Conference 8. We made it to the playoffs. How about that? Let's go. Go get that title for y'all. Been working hard at it. Let's get it. But I have some quarterbacks here, and I have on that team, I have Carson Wentz. I have Davis Mills. I have Teddy Bridgewater. I have Sam Darnold. I believe that's my four quarterbacks. Quarterbacks. Carson Wentz he's not been doing bad. I mean, he's quarterback 12. He's been doing good. The only thing is he has a bye this week, so it's kind of a little bit of a bummer. So I got Teddy Bridgewater going out there, and I unfortunately have to play Davis Mills. I've been kind of running with Carson Wentz, and I have Antonio Gibson. I have Derrick Henry. I have James Robinson on that team. So obviously, Derrick Henry is a little banged up, and I have Damian Harris. Damian Harris is on a bye this week, so I've got some really solid guys at my other positions, but yeah, I have to put Davis Mills in there, unfortunately, so let's go Davis Mills. But we have not seen him play for a little while. He did get in there this last weekend against Indy because Tyrod Taylor just couldn't get anything going. But there are a couple times that we've seen Davis Mills out there for the Texans, and he's put up solid numbers, and it was against tough defenses. Here's a couple examples. Back in Week 5 against New England, you guys remember that? He had 21 completions, 312 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's 31 points. Back in Week 8 against the Rams, 29 completions, 310 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception, 28 points. I'll take that. So I think it's possible here for Davis Mills to have a good game. But would I tell you guys yourself to start him if you're in the playoffs, if you're that desperate? No, don't do it. I'm just sharing with you guys what I'm kind of having to do, but he's going to have a good game. Russell Wilson, I mean, he's super flex. Are going up against the Texans. Texans obviously are not a hard defense, but they haven't been complete pushovers all season long. Obviously, they did get destroyed by the Colts, but come on, it's the Colts, man. I'm not starting any running backs here for Seattle. Same thing for the Texans. There's just too many other hands getting fed, you know. DK Metcalf, still on the injury report here, but says that he could be out there. We'll have to wait and see if he's out there. I mean, obviously, you're starting DK Metcalf. He is a machine. Tyler Lockett, as much as I have been a Tyler Lockett hater over the last couple weeks, he has not been bad. He's not been bad. And what I mean by not been bad, I mean it's consistent. I like consistency. If this is your first time listening, you want to win fantasy football, you need consistent players. I don't care if they're yesterday's episode. I don't care if their name is Butt Fart. I don't care if they're scoring 25 to 30 points every single game. I'm going to keep playing them. Even if they're scoring 15 to 20 points, okay? If they're scoring 15 to 20 points every single game and their name is Butt Fart, I mean, you're still getting put on the roster. You're getting put in the starting lineup. If you're going to be consistent, you're going to get me that amount of points, I'll take it because that means that's one position, one spot you don't have to worry about, and you just keep that player in all season long. And none of this up and down stuff, you know? Like Hunter Renfro. Love Hunter Renfro. Brandon Cooks, you know, he's been solid. He gets a bunch of targets, but you can't trust him. You can't trust him. He's not been getting as much work as what he was getting before the bye week. I'm not sure what's going on with them. I think they're just running the ball. I don't know. They're like a chicken with their head cut off. Not starting any of these tight ends here. Seattle's defense, go check your waiver wire. Could be a nice pickup there for you. Ravens and the Browns. Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. I have not been onto Baker Mayfield. Lamar Jackson has not been doing good. I mean, he's flex, but he's not that QB1 you've been wanting. I don't think there's a way you're just not starting him. Last time they played the Browns, let's see. No, it was 2 weeks ago. Only 17 points. He had 4 interceptions. Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, that's his floor. 17 points is his floor. He can go higher. How about that? Baker Mayfield, I mean, this dude's banged up. Completely banged up. There's no starting Mangled Bayfield. Mangled Bayfield. There you go. Manglefield. Baker Manglefield. Don't play him. Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt. Nick Chubb. Oh, man. Down game for him. Last time Nick Chubb played was against Baltimore. How about that? And he only had 8 points, 8 carries for 16 yards, but he did get banged up in there. That was a problem. Kareem Hunt is good to go for this week. I mean, they're going to split work, but we already know what Nick Chubb can do. He's going to get about 20 carries, 14 to 20 carries. He's going to get about 100 yards every time. I would go ahead and play both of those guys. I'm not starting any of the wide receivers here for the Browns. Wide receivers here for the Ravens. You know we like Marquise Brown, Rashad Bateman. But Rashad Bateman has not been doing anything for you lately. Marquise Brown has been staying flex-worthy. 13, 15 points. Against the Browns, I don't know. If you could play something better, I would do it. But he has been pretty consistent the last 2 weeks. I think he can get you a 15. Mark Andrews. Drop Drews. You know, he's your tight end one. He's a tight end one. He gets a bunch of targets. I think he's going to have to come back this week. He did have a good game against Cleveland 2 weeks ago. Had 4 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Kickers, defenses here. No. Giants and the Chargers, Justin Herbert. Of course, you are starting him. Austin Eckler. You're starting him. One thing I do want to know about Austin Eckler, I know he's been just doing a great job, RB2 this season. He does want to share the workload with somebody else. He wants to do that. So this offseason, you're going to offload Austin Eckler, and we're going to get whoever, you know, they pick up. I don't think it's Larry Roundtree. I don't think it's Justin Jackson. They don't have their second guy. They don't. Saquon Barkley is limited to begin the week. You know what he's going to do? He's going to get you flex numbers. He's not going to get you a whole lot. They are playing the Chargers this week, and Joe Mixon did give up some decent points, so I'd be okay with him with Saquon Barkley this week. He's going to get you a flex. Keenan Allen, he is on the COVID list and does have a chance to play. Stay tuned to that for that one. They do need a third wide receiver. They were saying that. They were looking for a third guy, Josh Palmer. I like him a lot. He's pretty consistent when it comes to his targets and receiving. If you look at his stats, I mean, 2-2, 4-3-2-2-1-1. Yeah, he's only getting targeted just a couple times, but he makes do with what the targets he's getting. So that's fine. That shows me that he can be consistent in the NFL level at a small amount. They're going to give him possibly a chance to increase that amount. So I look for guys that are down here at the bottom, and I'll sit on, two or three of them. And then the following season, that's when everything starts to go off. And it's like, well, where'd you get these guys? Oh, I've had them because I already knew. I already knew what was going on. Kenny Galladay works on the side of the field Wednesday. He has not really been anything for you this season. I don't think you're really worried about Kenny Galladay being out there to help you. None of these wide receivers, honestly. Keenan Allen, just keep an eye on him. Jalen Guyton, keep an eye on him. He would be very interesting. Mike Williams is out. But Jalen Guyton, I think, can step up here for the Chargers. Yeah, I'm not touching any of these wide receivers on the Giants. I mean, somebody's got to catch the ball, right? But I think it's just too spread out. You're not going to have Daniel Jones. You're going to have Mike Glennon. No thanks. Especially against that Chargers defense, who has been pretty red hot. Chargers defense, I would pick them up and play them this week if you need to. We got the Lions in Detroit. Teddy Bridgewater, I told you, like I said, I have him. I'm starting him. Javonte Williams, ooh, my guy, go at it. Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift here. DeAndre Swift did not practice on Wednesday, but his status is improving. Kind of a long shot for this week's game. Denver's got a good defense. I think Jamal Williams will have a little bit of a hard time, but he's flex. Javonte Williams, like I said, I'm starting him. Not starting any of the wide receivers for the Broncos. None of these wide receivers for the Lions. I do like both sides for 2022, though. Don't get me wrong. There's still stuff there. TJ Hockenson, you're starting him. Noah Fant, I think. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it. No. Only TJ Hockenson. It's kind of the only one here. Not a lot happened in that game. Excuse me, guys. We got the 49ers and the Bengals. Joe Burrow, Jimmy Garoppolo. Joe Burrow did not practice yesterday. He did dislocate his pinky. We'll have to see if he's going to be in there, but I don't see why they would not play him. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not been bad. Not been bad. He's been, low in super flex for you. I think this is going to be a middle of the pack run for him. Probably 18 points is what I'm thinking. 18, 22 points. Elijah Mitchell, concussion, did not practice on Wednesday. Jermichael Hasty could be in line.
But where?
Mitchell's dealing with knee irritation addition as well. Where is Trey Sermon? Where the heck is Trey Sermon at? Come on, come on, come on, Trey Sermon. Joe Mixon, you can start him. Deebo Samuel did not practice Wednesday. He should be good to go for week 14. Very excited to have Deebo Samuel back. He is a start. Jamar Chase, not starting him. I can't trust it. I wouldn't trust really any of these wide receivers. I like T. Higgins. T. Higgins for sure. But he is not. He did miss practice Wednesday. If he can return to practice today, should be pretty good that he's on track. But I like T. Higgins for sure. George Kittle, of course. We got Buffalo and the Buccaneers. Got Tom Brady, Josh Allen, starting those guys. Not starting any of the running backs on the Bills. Like Leonard Fournette, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders. Only one I'm interested in here is Stephon Diggs. He's going to have a bounce back game. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin here. Mike Evans has been kind of up and down as of lately, a little bit here. Whether he's getting a bunch of targets or not, he's kind of had a little pattern since week five. A bunch of targets, little targets. Bunch of targets, little targets. No targets. That's week nine. Would have been a bunch of targets. Week 10, little targets. Week 11, bunch of targets. Week 12, a little targets. You guys get what I'm saying? This week is going to be little targets. Who's going to have a bunch of targets? Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin's going to have a bunch of targets. That's what's going to happen. Dawson Knox, Rob Gronkowski's going to have a bunch of targets. Dawson Knox, man, he's not been doing what he was doing at the beginning of the season this week against Tampa Bay. I think he'll get a couple. He's going to get a couple targets for sure. They're going to use him. But is he going to get a touchdown? That's the question. I say Dawson Knox gets a touchdown this week. Brown or Browns. Bears and the Packers. Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, you are starting him. Justin Fields will start this week against Green Bay. Have we seen him against Green Bay? Yes, we have. Back in week six, he had 16 completions, 174 yards, a touchdown, interception, six carries for 43 yards. Do not start Justin Fields this week. Don't do it. If this is your, if you're in the playoffs, or you know, don't do it, or you're about to be in the playoffs, don't do it. AJ Dillon, my guy, my guy. So happy to see that he was doing what he was doing. But Aaron Jones is back. I'm not too concerned about it. I think they're gonna split up some work here. It is the Bears. They do have a good front seven. I think they're gonna split the work. I think they're flex. David Montgomery here dealing with three injuries. Holy cow. Gluteus, groin, shoulder. He did miss practice with a trio of injuries. We'll have to see if he will play this week. Stay tuned on my Twitter feed. Darnell Mooney. Like him a lot. Last time we seen him, eight targets, five catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown. I think Darnell Mooney is going to have a decent game. About 10, 12 points is what I'm thinking. Davante Adams, limited with hamstring ailment. Not good. Have to keep an eye on that one. If he's out there, then you're gonna have to start him. He's gonna be used a lot. Now I'm not interested in any other wide receivers. Tight ends, no thank you. Green Bay Packers defense. Nah, I wouldn't do it. The Bears could come out and completely surprise everybody. Matthew Stafford and the Rams versus Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Monday night game. Going to be a great game here. Matthew Stafford, play him up. I think he's going to be just fine against Arizona. Kyler Murray, obviously you're starting him. Would not worry about him. Darrell Henderson, start him up. He's good to go. James Conner on this other end here. RB10 on the season, if you guys didn't know that. RB10, James Conner. Wow. Yeah, he's getting the workload here. James Conner, start him up. Cooper Kupp, of course. OBJ, you flex him. Can't believe I said that. Cardinal side of the ball here. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins has been, you know how I feel about him, has not been doing anything. I'm not really interested in any of his wide receivers here for the Cardinals. Zach Ertz. No. Don't do it. Tyler Higbee, no. that's it. Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Darrell Henderson, James Conner, Cooper Kupp. That's who I'm interested in this game. All right, guys, that's it. That is all your starters. Part two here. If you guys missed the rest of the games, go check them out on yesterday's episode. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Shout out to our sponsors. You got MyVTrophy.com. Guys, go check them out. The easiest, quickest way to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy league, and it's free. Guys, go check out Unstoppable Domains. Go own Web3 before retailers and these investors get in there. Just own it. own Web3. Use my referral link, Dynasty401. You guys have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys back on Monday. Like I said, no episode tomorrow. Check my Twitter feed. Get you guys any information you need. Message me. At me on Twitter. Ask me, you know, who do I start? This guy or this guy? Let me know. I'll help you out. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. See you guys on Monday. Peace out.